Minister of Māori Development and Broadcasting. Kia ora, Willie. Thanks for calling in. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd better give you a call. It's getting late, and yes, you know, you're late at night. I just wanted to say thank you for your mahi that you and Matthew have been doing. A really fantastic having talk back on the radio. You know, it's very close to me because you know I come from the old talkback area, old Aotearoa radio, and
I remember your sports show on a Sunday.
Well, that's right. That, you know, I was thinking back when I first started talkback, Shane, it was 1990.
Yeah.
So that was 31 years ago. And you used to ring me with
regularly
your strange sports opinions, eh? Yeah. In those days. And
my opinions are still strange, Willie. They haven't changed, have they? But it was magnificent because it was the sports show in the country. You literally had the biggest sports stars all the time lining up, didn't you?
Oh, mate, it was a wonderful time between 1990 and 1998 or 99, because I went to Parliament in 99, and it was fantastic because, you know, and it showed iwi radio could work.
Yeah.
And then just before I went to Parliament in at the end of 98, start of 99, that's when John and I won the radio frequency.
That's right.
And so that's when we set up on Wātea and George FM, and so that was back in 98, 99, and then I went to Parliament, and we set the station up, and then when I came back out in 2002, that's when I started running the station again, but we kicked in talkback again, and it was, we had Uncle Sid Jackson, and Tikawhai Harawira, and Jim Perry, and Bingy Ihaka, and you follow in all those footsteps.
I know.
So I just wanted to ring in and thank you, and Matthew, you made a, you know, it's really good, because you're starting from sort of scratch again, and you're building, and I'm really enjoying
it. And it'll take time, eh, Willie?
It takes time.
Yeah.
It takes time. And I think that this next 5 or 6 weeks, as you build it up and build the audience up, and I reckon we'll have a great year next year, but there's enough interest out there. Because
there
you guys, you and Matthew, have got big followings out there. You're both top commentators. So I just wanted to thank you for your money. And I thought I'd give you a call in because I was looking at some of my stuff that I was doing today.
Yeah.
And I noted that one of your whanaunga was on my gang video.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. Yeah, that's my cousin Mike, my first cousin Mike, who's had a tough life, as many of these gang folks have, you know. But here's my view on this issue, eh? Gang members and gang leaders are dads. They have partners, they have kids, they have mokopuna. So if we can get them vaccinated and we can get them proactively talking about vaccination, it has a downstream effect. But a huge political call for you to make, Willie, that whole sort of being seen to be close or associated with gangs, but just the reality in terms of what's needed at the moment, isn't it?
Well, some would have said it was a risky call.
Yes, it was.
And in fact, and you've been around a while, and you would have thought, oh, geez, not sure about this. But, you know, I learned a long time ago that you have to go with your instincts rather than your self-preservation and worrying about your reputation. But, you know, I've got a great little internal team.
Good video.
My son is a gun producer.
He is.
So you saw that. But in terms of the political risks in doing these sort of things, it could have gone pear shaped pretty quickly if we had have been using New Zealand On Air funding or Labour Party funding. But you know, the video never cost us 1 cent.
Mm.
And I had volunteered a few weeks back, as you know,
to
work with some of these guys, given the background I have and experience, and also I've had the view that if we don't look after them, then there could be spread everywhere because you know their kids play with other people's kids, and
they don't live in a vacuum, do they?
They don't live in a vacuum, and so you might be in Remuera. It doesn't matter where you are. Gangs are everywhere now.
Mm.
So I have this sort of, I had this obligation to work with our community, and I thought, no, I'll do it. And the boss, Prime Minister, said, oh, well, you do what you have to do. You know, of course, there's obvious political worries because, you know, you think, oh, you know, Judith and them are going to go, oh, Labour loves the gangs and all that.
Mm.
No, Judith, I love my community.
Yeah.
That's what drives me. And these guys, like your first cousin, who I was impressed with, they are kudos, they are fathers. And if we can vaccinate them, then we get... When I see gangs, I see their partners, I see their tamariki, I see their mokapuna, I see our community, and it's not just our community now. So if I can help in any way, then I'll contribute. And, of course... The response has been pretty amazing. You know, the video is now on The Guardian. It's on a few American newspapers. Like the BBC's been in touch and they want an interview. And so I'm really pleased that people can see the benefits of this type of thing. And if it can activate and motivate young people, Shane, particularly those ones who don't have such a resentment against the government, then I'm happy. And we're into this vaccination Kaupapa at the moment. Did you end up talking with Penny tonight?
I had a really good conversation with Penny, and we recognised, and I saw the newsroom article that you interviewed in. We made some mistakes earlier on, particularly around ensuring that young Māori were telling young Māori stories to young Māori. But our vaccination rates are picking up, Minister, and we've seen the movement of funding from the DHBs to Te Puna Kōkiri. How's that getting traction?
Oh, it's getting a lot of traction. Myself and Penny are working together on that, along with Calvin, and we're getting that funding and resourcing out directly to the providers. But so I don't buy the Maori Party nonsense narrative. Mm. You know that we're on the edge of a disaster, and the world's about to collapse. And and if you read from I don't buy Rawiri Jensen stuff. Even though, don't get me wrong, I've got a huge amount of time for him. He's a mate. I love his mahi. But stop making out every second Māori is going to die. We are not on the edge of this. The Māori race is not about to collapse.
But we
six
have to.
Māori have died, Shane.
Yeah, and
six
we have
Māori.
Absolutely, and we've got to get the balance right, don't we, Willie? We've got to preserve our public health. We had the elimination strategy, and I think the elimination strategy is success. We've had to pivot away from it, but we haven't had the mass deaths that we've seen in places like Australia, and we haven't seen that. But we've got to pivot. When we went to level 3 in Tamaki Makaurau, that meant 300,000 people went to work. Most of those, a large number of those people, were factory workers. They were construction workers. We've got retail workers going back to mahi next week. They're Māori people. They're Māori workers and putting money back into our homes.
Mm. Māori want to go back to work too. So despite what Rawiri Waititi says with his nonsense and the Māori Party about how all Māori should be in level 4, it's a load of rubbish. You say that to the street you came into where you've got 10 Māori living in a three-bedroom state. Yeah, I'm sick of nonsense and that these guys peddle, particularly him and his... Don't get me wrong, I like him very much as an individual, but the type of irresponsible rubbish that they keep spouting out, talking about Labour Māori being murderous, this is what they said. Six Māori have died.
Yeah.
Not even double figures, Shane.
Yeah.
And in fact, our strategy wasn't too bad a strategy at the start. Because we went for our elders and we went for South Auckland. Mm. And if we hadn't have done that, you would have got the man, because when that COVID hits, it hits the old people.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't hit the old people because we got to them. And despite what that lot are saying, and the way they jump on the, even today I was watching Te Karere and I was talking to Scotty afterwards and I do a weekly Te Karere slot, and I thought, geez, Rawiri now criticising my work with the gangs. And they're trying to make... I was working with gangs before he was born, We had contracts with Abe Whareawaka and them in the 80s, mate, in the mid-80s. I was working with Bruno Isaac. My mother and them were working with Bruno Isaac. We were working with Abe Whareawaka. We were working with... Martin Cooper, we were working with gangs everywhere.
Who are now leaders of our community, aren't they? They're now Martin is a leader of our community. Every day he's out either at Whare Wātea or Waipareira or Manurewa Marae getting our people vaccinated. I would say there wouldn't be very many individuals that would be singularly responsible for upping the vaccination rates than someone like Martin Cooper.
Oh, look, Martin, and Martin worked with me.
Yes.
You know, I was in the same class as Martin. I played rugby with Mark Pittman, and these guys try and make out that we're Johnny come lately.
Yeah.
You're a bloody cheek. You know, my security at Wātea is a long-time mobster. I gave him his first job at 53. The guy who runs my record label was the first president of the headhunters.
Yeah.
We're none in there.
That's right.
You know, so don't tell me, don't talk to me about, we've been doing this for that long. You know, it's just, I just get disappointed with the criticism sometimes when all I'm trying to do is capitalise on what Harry's doing. And just for your information, we're going to bring the King Cobras into Wātea, and not this weekend, the weekend after, so we can get some back. And I'm going to work. We're going to do some work with Harry on that.
Yeah.
And I support any of the gangs going in around the country. And what I do is I don't put any money into the gangs' accounts.
Yeah.
We support the local Māori health providers working with the gangs, and it's really, really necessary. And so I'm pleased with how it went, and I'm pleased with the response in terms of the video, because that sort of video does the business. But you've picked up what's happening in a wider sense.
Yeah.
How do you think the video's been received politically?
I think it's been well received. I think that the gangs live on the peripheral of society, you know, and what we've got to do is when we're in a time of crisis, we've got to try and pull them in by any means necessary. So I think it's very important, Willie. And as I say, that, you know, gang and gang members have partners, they have kids, they have mokopuna, and we want to get them vaccinated. And I think it's particularly important as we move to the next phase of vaccination, and that'll be those under 12. You know, so I think it's critically important. Willie, can I just? We've only got a few minutes. Can I just talk about your other portfolio, and that's broadcasting and $55 million of public interest journalism. Some have seen it as a buy-off to media. But why do you think that was important, Willie? And tell us about some of the initiatives that will result out of this.
Well, we've got that was always incredibly important, and it's that's come through Whāwhoi's portfolio. However, what I did with my crew was before it was released, is that we said we had to have a certain percentage allocated for Māori and Pacifica, and so the consequences of that is that you've seen entities like I Tangata, Wātea, Pacific Radio, and all that been given opportunities that they actually used to get, Shane, under the old under the Clark government.
Mm.
And so I think that the time has come where we start, you know, working those sort of entities up again. And I'm really pleased with that. You know, now I oversee Māori broadcasting, but I'm working closely with Chris. And I have a Māori broadcasting review happening with Annabelle Lee on my board, and Bailey Mackey and Nicole Hoey, Jason Ake, you know, and Peter Lucas. These guys, and Ella Henry was chairing it. And they're working in tandem with public media. And what I did with broadcasting was, first and foremost, I looked after the troops, and I got $42 million in the last budget, and that looked after iwi radio and Māori TV. But the second part is the strategy that goes up. That strategy has got to work in tandem with public media, because we don't want to be siloed and separated forever. We want to do our own thing, but we also want to be part of mainstream. We want to support our language, absolutely, and I do, and I'll never resolve from funding our deal. But also, you know, shows like this, which are 100% in English, have an absolute copa for Māori perspective, which is you. You know, you guys are not Māori speakers,
no.
But that's no big deal. You're no less Māori.
They have cut through.
No, you're no less Māori, and you're talking about kaupapa Māori. Mm. That is so important in today's climate, which has been dominated by the Hoskins, the Magic radios, you know, Pākehā whakaaro all the time.
But more so than that, Pākehā whakaaro, particularly on mainstream talkback, where Māori used as a battering ram, eh? You know, where, okay, we're a bit slow today, so let's have a crack at the Māoris. And it works, and it gets the ratings up. Yeah.
That's right. Mm. Well, you know, your job is to change all that.
Yes.
So looking forward to your shows.
Yeah,
and,
thank you, Willie.
And I think you've made a really, really good start. So congratulations to you.
Kia ora.
And Matthew. And, you know, this is what it's all about. Yep. You know, it's coming back to the people. And once the people realise, and they're still checking on, you'll get more and more
calls
and more support. So I just wanted to ring in. Mihi to you, brother.
Nā mihi. Nā mihi. Kia ora.
Hei toko ki tā. Kōkiri tēnei kaupapa. Tēnā kaupapa. Te ao Māori, e mihi ana ki a koe e ho, e tēnā rau e ki te whakarongo ki a koe, koutou e whakarongo mai, tēnā koutou katoa. Kia ora, brother.
Kia ora.